This is a very interesting time to talk about Mexico because after what it is, I don't know, 2.5 years talking about the reform and the implementation of the reform, we can see now very solid objectives being put in place. We can see now very real interest and the beginning of the new projects that are being developed under this new regime. So I've been asked to be under 20 minutes.
Yes.
So my presentation is kind of long, so I'm going to rush over some of the slides. Please excuse me. So when I talk about the energy reform, I always like to point out that it is a completely new environment designed to attract new investment, introduce competition, and create conditions so there can be information and transparency. When you talk about the reform from a legal perspective, it entails the amendment of the Constitution. Actually, if you read the decree, we added around 21 new pages to our Constitution. The reform was very explicit and put in detail at our highest legal instrument, which gives you the sense that Mexico made a very important commitment, since the Constitution is very hard to change. Just the last piece of constitutional disposition regarding energy took 70 years to change. So we're going to be in this place for a while, a place of competition and new market entry.